Malo elele, everybody. That's my dad's language, which is Tongan. Just saying hello to everybody. It's my coconut side coming out, so I appreciate you guys entertaining that for a second. But today is kind of an opportunity for me to slightly vent a little bit, not necessarily vent, but go over some frequently asked questions that we are getting about this combine. And I don't mean to offend anyone. I hope I don't. I think most of these are, at least the way that I answer these questions, are going to be more informational than anything. But if you go back and actually look at my social media, you'll know where these questions actually sparked from. And I know I'm not the only one getting them. All those coaches that are signing up are getting a lot of questions. And also, even my sister, Ella, who's helped a lot with this podcast and is helping a lot with the event, has got lots of questions too. So I have all, at least a big compilation of those questions, and we're just going to dive into answering them. Without further ado, let's go. So here's question number one. Does it really matter for my son, who is going to be eighth grader, to be there? Or does it matter for, and again, this is kind of a compilation of questions because it's all kind of the same, for an eighth grader to be at the combine? Or what if they're a freshman or sophomore? Should they be at the combine? I feel like this is more for juniors or seniors. So this has actually been a common question. Now, let's break this one down thoroughly. So when a coach or recruiting staff evaluates you in the future, talking to the player, one of the things that they're going to try to identify is what type of potential you have. They're going to try to determine a lot of who you are based off of an eye test, right? What this person, what this recruit is capable of is all going to be based off this eye test for the most part. And if they don't see high potential in you, they're going to use the following terminology. Open quote, "This guy has a low ceiling," close quote. Now, what I've come to realize is that they're trying to forecast the potential or your potential with whatever data they have on hand from where you started in high school or even before that, potentially, to where you are now. So if you've only grown, 2 or 3 inches over the last 3 years and now you're a senior, they may say, "Hey, I don't know if he's going to grow much more." Like if they see that you've only benched, 150 pounds and you only got up to 160 or 170 by the time your senior year comes around, then that's not a lot of room of progression. Like there's not a lot of progression that's happened there. So as a guy that's recruiting or coach that's recruiting or like a college staff member that's recruiting, I don't know if you have much more of a ceiling there, right? And again, some of that comes off of an eye test as well. If I see you at, 5'9", and you're an offensive lineman, that's a really tough thing to come around. So what is your ceiling height-wise? We may know what it is already, but skill-wise, strength-wise, speed-wise, quickness, are those things that you can showcase a progression on to justify me coming to grab you, the shorter guy, and not have to worry about your height so much? So when I say these things, if I saw a young athlete who his freshman year just put up some marginal numbers, nothing crazy, just marginal, just baseline, what I might expect out of a freshman or even an eighth grader. If you come in and put some of those numbers in, and then come your freshman year, you do another combine and your numbers improve, and then your sophomore year, they improve, and then your junior year, they improve. And then by the senior year, you have this long progression of you just absolutely dominating these combine. When I say dominating, you've progressed each time to the point where you've now just absolutely showcasing some really good ability. You've shown me that your ceiling has the potential to be much higher because you know how to progress. You know how to get better in these events. So athletically, I know that you care. I know you're putting effort into it. And I know there's an opportunity for you to get better if I have a chance to coach you and train you and develop you. So is it important? Does it matter for these underclassmen to be there? 100%. It is important for them to be there. I'm looking straight into the camera so you understand. You get an understanding of where you are now so that you can plan to get better for the future. It's a really big deal, but you can show progression, which shows your dedication to the sport. It shows your ability to get better and your want to and your drive. It is a really big deal. So absolutely, underclassmen should be there. All right, here's question number two. My son is a lineman and probably doesn't need combine numbers, right? And again, some of these are actually pulled off of, like I said, social media. So here's my answer to that. Every single position is important. The whole combine is meant to give you an opportunity to showcase your ability and improvement on those abilities. So regardless of position, it is important. There's a reason why every single position is invited to the NFL combine. If all they wanted to see was skills players, then only skills and maybe even big skills would show up. But offensive and defensive linemen would probably get evaluated some other way. But that's not how it goes. You are just as important as a big guy, and this is coming from a guy who was a big guy. You're just as important as any other player on a football field. So 100%. Absolutely, linemen should get these same things tested. Now, am I going to care necessarily about an offensive lineman's 40-yard dash? No, not quite. But I am going to look at how fast they get to that 20-yard line. That is something that I'm very curious about. So, and yeah, just flat out, if you're a big guy, you should be there. One thing to note as well is that big men will also compete in specific big men drills. And when I'm talking big men, you know what I'm talking about. If this is a parent and you're not sure, I am talking about offensive and defensive linemen. That's what I call them, big men. But you have the ability to come in and show me how fast you run, how high and how far you can jump, how quickly you can move, and how strong you really are. Those are all combine specific things. But for the big specific stuff, you're going to get an opportunity to demonstrate your capabilities in some football drills. And then that's really your time to showcase those abilities as offensive and defensive linemen, some of which will be competitive type drills. All right, next question. I have heard of kids missing out on the scholarship opportunities because of grades or not being the right size. But would a coach pass on my child because his 40-yard dash isn't as fast as others? Okay. Football is evaluated in many different areas. Okay. There's academic aspects of it. There's social aspects of it. There's athletic, obviously, aspects of it. There's football IQ aspects of it. So is a 40-yard dash going to just, you know, completely, you know, build up or break your ability to get recruited? Not likely. Now, if you come in and break the world record in a 40-yard dash, then you bet your butt you're going to get recruited. I 100% believe that. But going back to, again, a reoccurring statement already, this is an opportunity for you to showcase ability. And also, not to say athletic ability, I should say, but also ability that is relative to the game in specific drills. Now, the combine is an important part of the recruiting experience. Okay, I 100% believe that. This opportunity is 100% a great opportunity for you to showcase abilities, and it's a really important part for the recruiting experience. But there are some other things that are important, and let's talk through those real quick. Your academic achievements and your eligibility, extremely important. Your football IQ, your skills on the field, those things showcased through film of actual gameplay. I hate to say this, not necessarily your 7-on-7 team. I think that skills can be developed and lots of competition, which is healthy in 7-on-7. But at the end of the day, I want to see you in pads, right? I want to see you in pads with a helmet on, catching a football, running with a football, blocking someone that when you don't have the football, I want to see those things on film. Now, one that I'm going to talk a little bit more on when we at the combine itself is your brand, but you know who you are as a person, how you conduct yourself. This is how you treat others, what your relationship with your parents is. That's actually a big one that I look for, and I know college coaches look for. What you put out on social media, those are all things that I associate with your brand. And you have to understand that coaches are evaluating that. Your body type, your size, your potential for growth, some of these things we already talked about, those are things you're getting evaluated as well. So again, you're not going to be judged solely off of your 40-yard dash. It's not going to make or break you. And like I said, unless you are horrendous at it, if you're a wide receiver and you're running like a 7-second 40, you probably shouldn't be a wide receiver. I hate to say that to you. But if you know you're an offensive lineman and you're weighing 290 in the high school, 270, 280, 290, and you're running under a 5-second 40, that's phenomenal. That's collegiate level. 100% that's going to draw my attention to you. So is it going to make or break you? Most likely not, but it is going to help you in the recruiting process because it is one portion that does get evaluated is your speed. So next question. I have heard the opposite as well. Oh yeah, this is a good question. Okay, so it says basically kind of the flip-flop of that. So what if my kid comes and kills out of the combine, but their grades are crappy? Is it really going to matter? I think their grades are really going to matter. This one I feel like is drastically hit on the head over and over and over again, day in and day out. I feel like there's a reel I see every day of someone talking about how important grades are. And it's the fact. I mean, grades are important. There's a saying that I heard, and it's actually from Jake Longy, who I've mentioned on the podcast before, who's actually been on the podcast before. I would highly suggest you go listen to his episode again. I think I said it last week, but he says something on that episode that has stuck with me ever since he said it. And he says, the greater the talent, the greater the tolerance. Really referring to, a coaching staff saying, hey, if this kid's going to be a headache academically, socially, even just a punk on the field, whatever it is, if he's going to be a headache, but he's going to be an absolute baller, my tolerance level is going to be much higher for that player. And again, there's some coaches that have an expectation that set a standard that won't go under that. But for the most part, like if you absolutely ball out, what approach most coaches are going to take is, okay, this kid's kind of a punk. He's young. Can I develop him off the field? He's an absolute baller on the field. I know I can develop on the field. I can develop him on the field, but can I develop him off the field? And that's what they're going to try to do. That's their battle with you as a player for those that they have to tolerate, so to speak, is they're going to try to develop you. So in regards to grades though, you can't deny that some players get away with bad grades. Okay. Now bad grades is very relative. When I say bad grades, I mean like C's and under. In some cases, you may get away with it if it's only a few C's or under. But for the most part, what you just really have to realize why everyone keeps saying academics is so important, and we've covered it a million times, is eligibility. If you are not eligible to play based off of your grades, it doesn't matter how good you do in the combine. It does not matter. You're not going to be eligible to go play Division I football or D2 for that matter, or even D3, depending on how badly you actually did. You're either a qualifier or you're a non-qualifier. Non-qualifiers do not get the opportunity to play at the NCAA level in those D1s, D2s, D3s. Now, junior colleges, that's different. You still have an opportunity there. And again, it's not a bad thing. If you struggle academically and you don't have the support you need to get better, a JC may be a great route for you. I mean, it's a phenomenal route. So anyway, no, it's not make or break the combine, but your grades most definitely can be make or break. All right, next question. What recruiting information can we expect to learn at the combine? I put a little bit of it up in that little ad that we put out there, but long story short, I'm going to introduce several things, but mainly want to cover first steps of recruiting, which include your branding. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in depth. I'm going to talk about structuring your film. I'm going to talk about how to utilize your time at the combine for your benefit. Also going to introduce you to some people that are going to give you some tips in your recruiting journey. So not just going to be me talking the whole time. And then we're going to talk through and introduce some people that are going to talk to you about paths outside of D1. We're going to bring up a guy that talks about NIL, introduce you to a way to actually start capitalizing on your NIL now. And then next question is actually more of a comment that I got. And this is where my vent session may come out, and I'm going to do my best not to. I'll stick to the script as best as I can. but it was more of a comment, and it was, this is just a money grab. And I'm going to reserve, like I'm even like stretching my neck a little bit so that I don't get frustrated. So look, we are doing something that I have actually yet to see any other combine or camp do. I am trying to film every single rep of the combine events and have that pristinely executed so that every single kid has an opportunity to have film to take with them when they're done. I have yet to see a group other than the actual NFL combine pull this off effectively. And I am doing my absolute best to make sure it gets done. Now, I'm also doing my best to ensure that coaches with real college and or NFL experience are going to be there coaching your sons during the event. I'm trying to bring in actual coaching staffs, media outlets to help you build your brand and get eyes on you. Plus, we're going to be doing the education on recruiting, which I just talked about. So before you go telling yourself that it's a money grab, I want you to ask yourself one question. How much would you be willing to pay for you as a player or your son as a parent to get recruited? How much would you be willing to pay? Think about it for a second. Now, if $100 is too much for you to pay, don't come. This is not for you. And to be completely honest, I don't know how seriously you're actually taking your son's recruiting process. Or as a player, if you can't go ask your parents for the money or you don't have the money, that's a whole nother thing. Okay. It's a whole nother thing. Honestly speaking, if you're a student athlete and you do not just, you don't have that money and there's no absolute possible way that you can find it, DM me directly, which is DM, what DM stands for. Hit me up on social media. Instagram or Twitter is the best. I'll ask you some qualifying questions. And if you pass, I will have someone sponsor you and you can come. Don't let money be an issue. But on the flip side of that, like if you're looking at it and telling me that it's a money grab, this probably isn't the best thing for you anyway. Okay, if that's the attitude you're going to have, take some time, take a little bit of money, and invest it in your son's recruiting opportunities. This is worth it, I promise. Okay, let me get off my soapbox. Can parents stay and watch? 1,000%. Your parents can come. If you're a parent, I would love for you to be there. We are actually going to go out of our way to ensure that you have a great time as well. After the event is done, we're going to have several coaches that are there, athletes from some of the programs that are coming to help out. I know Utah State, we have some of the athletes coming from there in the Logan one. I think they're even going to be at the Pro Bowl one as well. But we're all going to stay behind, including myself, and we're going to answer questions. We're going to sit there and chat, answer questions. And during that time, you're going to have access to food truck. The entire time you'll have our food trucks, plural, but the entire time you'll have access to concessions. So bring your kids, let them run around the practice field and have fun while they're there. We're going to be using the game field. So again, stay off of that, but let them go play on the practice fields. Go enjoy some food trucks. It's going to be delicious. And plus, absolutely, come watch your son dominate on the field. Love to have the parents there. It's going to be a fun event for you as well. How often should an athlete test these skills? This was the next question. It's a great question. My suggestion, well, that's a tongue twister, is annually. In my opinion, no more, no less should be annually. But this is enough to show, again, talking about progression again, at least once a year, you should go, you should compete in a combine, showcase your abilities, and then the rest of that year, so in between combines, you should be getting better, right? You should be improving. You should be doing all the stuff you need to be doing to get better. So, yes, once a year. That's my suggestion. All right, a couple more questions. What type of training should I sign my child up for to help him increase speed? So this one, again, we're showcasing speed at the combine. So to actually train on speed, I mean, speed training is my first and foremost. I think it can be relevant to position on what type of speed you are training. But for the most part, just looking for a speed trainer. That being said, speed is one single factor that gets evaluated. And if you're really fast, there's opportunity for you out there. But what's awesome about this event is that almost every single one of these coaches that are going to be involved in training your sons during the event or looking or watching your sons during the event, or you, if you're the athlete listening, they actually run their own training programs. So if you like their coaching, which I'm 100% willing to believe, willing to tell you, and I 100% believe that you're going to love their coaching, you get an opportunity to link up with them after and get full-on training, which is what really makes a difference. If you're going to get a trainer one or 2 days, is it worth it? Yes, I'm not going to say it's not, but you need to be training with that individual long-term. You need to have a commitment with that person, that coach that's going to be training you. Commit to them and go train with them long-term, because that long-term opportunity is what really develops you as a player. So go work with someone and work with them for a while. Like, you should be going through 6-week programs minimum. You should be going through monthly programs. Like, you should be going through those things with a trainer. And all these coaches that are coming, almost all of them, run training programs so you can find a coach to help you. It's a phenomenal opportunity. Again, one other reason to come. Freaking awesome. Okay. Will college coaches be there? Okay. You have to understand the rules here. Coaches aren't allowed to come. That being said, I'm talking more towards D1, D2, FCS and FBS, D1. And I slurred that in a little bit there, but pretty much if they're at a very well-known college, they cannot come. Big college, I mean, just think about it that way. But that all said, we do have commitments. We have commitments from New Mexico Military Institute. Coach Taufa Asau said he was planning on being there. Snow College is planning on coming. And teams from the new post high school league got confirmations from the Ogden Jets coach that he will be there. And I have a commitment from the St. George Eagles as well. So if you come, kill it, and you could potentially leave with an offer. I'm being dead serious. You potentially could. To add, we also have Prep Red Zone is going to be there. And we're also going to have the man himself, Moose Bingham, who runs the Utah Preps podcast, Utah Prep Football podcast, and stoked to have him there as well. It's going to be sweet. But again, another opportunity for you to get your brand out there. And then one more important thing to add is I am doing my absolute best, and I've said this before at the beginning, but I am doing my best to get all the reps filmed. Now, what you can do with that film after the fact is for all those coaches that couldn't come, you can take that film, you can post it, and you can tag all the coaches of the programs in which you choose or want to be at. Okay? So, another great opportunity for you there. And then, what time does it start at? There's another one that keeps coming up. So, registration opens at 8:30. However, we're going to have a hard start at 10 o'clock. And as the schedule goes, currently is going to be about a half hour of just real quick information on recruiting, that recruiting education that I talked about, introducing some people while I'm at that portion of it. And then we're going to dive right into getting going. So the earlier you can get there, the better because we're going to go through all your measurements and get all that stuff as soon as you get to the registration portion of it. And then we're going to dive into the actual, like I said, recruiting education and then combine drills. Then after the combine portion of it, we're going to get into some individual work. After individual work, we're going to do some competitive drills. And then we're all going to hang out and party after the fact with the food trucks. Stick around, answer any questions you have. All these NFL guys can sign and college players can sign things for you if you need it. And you're good to go. So those are the most frequent questions that I'm getting. If you have any more questions about it, do not hesitate. Reach out to me directly. I'm happy to answer those for you. And yeah, we got you. Let's freaking do this. I'm stoked for this combine. Super stoked. It's going to be a blast. You're still able to register right now. It's only $75 still. And we would love to have you attend. If you're thinking about it or on the fence, DM me and tell me why you are. I will ease your mind on it. And love you all. Have a great week.